Thank you for that introduction. You know, it seems that the older I get, the faster time flies. It is indeed hard to believe that a year has gone by since I last shared some thoughts with you. And if you forgot that, good, because I will be repeating some thoughts this morning. I believe that this time of the year is special in so many ways that it deserves to repeat some common thoughts about it. But first, let me share some things about my professional life. In addition to being a fellow traveler on the Dharma Road, I am also a counselor with the Counseling and Spiritual Care Center of Hawaii, the former Samaritan Counseling Center. The center is an affiliate of the Samaritan Institute, a national organization which has affiliated centers throughout the United States and some other countries in Europe and Japan. The structure of the centers are typically nonprofit organizations providing professional counseling services, including to those who cannot afford standard fees. But unlike traditional counseling services, our center strives to integrate spiritual and religious traditions and practices into the services we provide. And here in Hawaii, with its varied multicultural and religious communities, the center's history has always reflected a marriage, so to speak, of some of the major religious traditions, Buddhist, Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish. So it is no wonder or surprising that in the recent Ministerial Continuing Education Program for Hompahunganji Mission of Hawaii, a Buddhist, Catholic, Protestant, and a Jore Fellowship Minister, all counseling staff of the center, conducted the workshop. Like my own interfaith, intercultural marriage, I think the center's 25-year history reflects a similar kind of challenge and experiment. Living peacefully together with our differences. What a valuable lesson for the rest of the world. And that, I believe, is the center's uniqueness that requires our attention and support. And I hope you too will support the center. That brings me to the topic of stress. With the conclusion of one of the most divisive presidential elections and regular news of man-made and natural disasters around the world, stories of the end of the world according to some ancient Mayan astrology, the looming fiscal cliff, and pending holiday hassles, it is no wonder that some of us experience the blue or stress. And you probably have your own stresses. Like my son and his family live in Salem, Oregon. They have more rainy and cloudy days than not. 2 months ago, he lamented, "Here comes 9 months of misery." They have to prepare for the cold, rainy days, selecting few outdoor activities and increasing indoor activities. For someone born and raised in Hawaii, contracting cabin fever is inevitable if you live in the Northwest. And so they go through this cycle every year. Let me say this first about stress. Stress is not always bad. It can be useful and beneficial. Stress can be a great motivator. For example, I needed the stress associated with writing this talk at the last minute to actually do it. Ask Brent when I taped this talk. If you are a procrastinator, stress can move you to action. In fact, I have this funny notion about myself. The product of my writing efforts always come out better when I do them last minute. Yes, prove me wrong. If you feel troubled by seeing a disabled, homeless, or deformed body, you might be moved to make a donation to a worthy cause or even join the cause. Stress in a troubled relationship may prompt you to seek counseling. This stress may come from a nagging partner, may actually produce positive results. Of course, it may not also. But stress can be negative in your life, especially this time of the year. Is someone significant in your life complaining to you about your behavior? Let us look at some of the symptoms of negative stress. 1. Being less tolerant and patient with coworkers, relatives, and friends, oftentimes with the expectation of excelling producing commendable results, getting the job done, or just looking good, we forget the important things in life. We forget that more often than not, how we get there is more important than getting there. What we say to people along the way, we cannot retract. One of my favorite stories illustrating some of these points is about this man and his aging mother. Long ago, in a village on the foothills of a mountain, it was believed that when you got so old and feeble and was of no use to the village, you were taken far into the mountains to be left to die. One day, the village mayor reluctantly conveyed this tradition to his aging and feeble mother, who graciously consented. With his mother on his back, passing any discernible pathway and well into the depth of the forest, the mayor noticed his mother breaking branches intermittently. As she did this, the mayor became increasingly upset to himself, until finally at the destination, he could no longer contain himself. "How could you try to embarrass me, the mayor of the village?" He chastised her and said some awful things for breaking the branches so she could find her way back to the village. Mother sat quietly, taking it all in, and when he was done, she apologized for causing him so much anguish when all she did was try to make sure he could find his way back to the village, not her. With this revelation and twist of fate, so to speak, the mayor returned home with his mother, vowing to change this village tradition. 2. Increase alcohol intake or illicit drug use. This is, of course, the season of merrymaking, partying, gift-giving, hugging and kissing, eating and drinking. Alcohol, you know, is technically a depressant. It depresses that part of our brain that controls reflexes, decision-making, and risk-taking. In other words, what we normally would not take a risk for, like speeding, under the influence of alcohol, we would. On top of that risk, our reflexes are slowed. Many of us talk more and act in ways we normally would not. Our normal inhibitions have decreased. Let me tell you a little about alcohol. It is metabolized or broken down by the liver at a rate of about an ounce an hour. And one can of beer, one glass of wine, and a jigger of hard liquor all contain about the same amount of alcohol. Drinking with food is better than drinking without food. Do not believe that drinking beer results in a better driver than one who drinks wine or hard liquor. Have you ever heard that retort, "All I had was beer"? Alcohol is alcohol, my friends. Drug abuse usually increases during holidays. Drug abuse does not only refer to illicit drugs that I presume all, if not most of you, avoid, but it includes the abuse of prescribed drugs such as Valium, which is a common prescription for anxiety and stress. It is unfortunately addicting if not used correctly. I think that is all I want to say about drugs for now. 3, physical and mental symptoms such as sudden weight loss or gain, digestive irregularities, skin conditions, too much or too little sleep, forgetfulness, obsessive and compulsive behaviors, and muscle tics can all be related to the extraordinary stresses during this time. While these symptoms may be temporary and not a significant issue for you or those around you, you may want to check first with your primary physician before seeking counseling. The human brain and psychology is complex. It is often difficult to know the cause or the cure for symptoms. And sometimes it is like the habitual smoker who may know all the reasons not to smoke but continue to do so. And sometimes all you need to do is stop doing it. Or, as I like to say, just do it. I am over 70 years old. I think I have the normal aging ailments. I have been aware, for example, of losing muscle mass such that I cannot lift things or jump as I once did. To compensate for this loss, I need to exercise more, walking, lifting weights, including brain exercises. But I hate exercising. I find all the excuses not to do them. So what did I do? 2 years ago, I joined 24-Hour Fitness. That had to come first. And since then, I have been going 2 to 4 times a week. I still hate it. In this case, just doing it is the best treatment. In summary, be aware that this time of the year may be stressful for you or others, but that stress can be beneficial or a challenge. Enjoy the benefits. Imbibe in moderation. Avoid drug abuse. Seek help for symptoms that are troublesome. For healthy behaviors, just do it. In closing, I would like to extend my best wishes to all of you for a happy, safe, and peaceful holiday season. And that includes Bodhi Day, Hanukkah, Christmas, and New Year's. Thank you.